Hi, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Pantheon Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're one of the thousands of people who listen to the Prisoners of Rock and Roll, and shame on you if you aren't, you know we do a segment every episode called The Electric Chair, where we kill a song for being terrible. Now, there's a lot of awesome music out there, but let's face it, there's a lot of bad stuff too. So much bad music that this episode of Prisoners of Rock and Roll is volume 2 of a show totally dedicated to talking about music that sucks. We also asked some of our awesome listeners and some of our podcast friends to submit their picks for the most cringe-inducing tracks out there, and man, did they deliver. We got yacht rock, novelty songs, one-hit wonders, dance tracks, and just plain bad music. It's all here. Parental advisory on this one, rock and rollers, because having to listen to some of these songs made us pretty angry. Let's hit it.
Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo para dar la alegría y cosa buena.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Prisoners of Rock and Roll, episode number 69. My name is Bruce Kramer, and I'm so happy to introduce my co-host, my really good friend, Mr. Ryan McCusker.
Are you rocking?
Prisoners of Rock and Roll is proud members of the Pantheon Podcast Network, and our show is sponsored by Boldfoot Socks and McCusker's Tavern in Philadelphia. What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Just hanging in there, bro. That's all you can do, right?
Yeah.
Summer. I got a couple more shows come up, but yeah, this summer and then into fall. I love fall, you know.
I do too.
What's going on with you?
Not much, man. You said summer is winding down. Yeah, I guess this actually, since the episodes we release on Monday, this will probably be coming out on Labor Day. So hopefully everybody had a kick-ass summer.
Cool. Labor Day is one of my favorite holidays because, you know, it goes out to all my blue-collar buddies out there, man. They deserve the day off.
Yeah, I love the fall. I just hate the transition from the summer to the fall. Like, is everything?
Yeah,
is,
you always get that last heat wave.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah. You know, I hate closing up my pool. You know, just all that shit. But I do like the cooler weather and all that stuff. So
yeah, I enjoy Halloween a lot, and just that, you know, leaves falling off the tree season.
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, there's a lot of trees in my neighborhood. So,
but what we also don't like is bad music. And good God.
Yes. Oh, dude, we got a list of really unrocking songs. Like, you know, say, are you rocking? Like I do every time. It's like, we are not rocking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no shit, man. Some of this stuff is really terrible. We did an episode on this, the electric chair stuff, probably like 2.5 years ago. We decided, well, let's do another one. It's been a while.
Wow.
I think it has been. Wow. Yeah. In October's 3 years we've been doing this. So
this is unreal.
It's crazy.
I love doing it. I hope we never stop.
I had somebody at work today just stop me in the hallway and was like, hey, man, I heard you have a podcast. And I was like, oh, yeah. Like, and I just don't talk about it at work because I don't want people to think that I'm like pitching my second gig or something. But I was talking to the guy a little bit about it. And he used to work at a record label. So he's asking me a zillion questions. And he was like, how long have you been doing it? And I was like, shit, 3 years. He's like, oh, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, started during the pandemic, mm-hmm. You know, give us something to do. But we were doing recordings in the bar when the bar was closed. That's how we start doing the show.
Yeah, we said let's do this again, and I thought we were going to have a couple songs that we talked about before, but I was like, we've got a playlist here of shit. It's almost 5 hours of music. We got 76 songs on here. We won't be able to get to all of them, I'm sure, but we're like, good God, man, there is some stuff. And so we got a lot of input from friends and everything else. So,
well, you know, I think maybe some of our newer listeners haven't even heard our electric chair episode, so you know, this is like new for them, you know.
Absolutely.
We'll get a couple laughs
and probably a lot of groans. I mean, we were just playing the Macarena,
a lot of F-bombs.
I was like, how did we've gotten this far, you know. We do a show, or we do a segment every week where we kill a song. I was like, we never killed the Macarena.
How do we not do that?
I have no idea, because that song is friggin' terrible. And it's like,
God, I remember it coming out. We were working in a record store, and it came out of nowhere. And just like everybody wanted a copy, and the only copy that was available was in the Latino section.
Yes.
It wasn't until, like, you know, maybe a month of the song being a hit, being released on a single cassette, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was huge, huge.
And it's a messed up song, because it's like the girl's being a complete whore. You know, like, she's like just talking about how she'll bring two guys home, or a guy and his friend. It's just like that song's not as wholesome as everybody thought it was.
I do not judge.
Right. Hey, you do you, or I guess you do you and your friend.
You do them.
But it's like, that song's not as wholesome. Yeah, because you see kids doing that everywhere, and it's still played at stadiums and all kinds of other shit.
I don't know. I never did the Macarena.
Well,
I'm not much of a dancer.
You just haven't done the Macarena yet.
Tonight, I already did it.
There you go. All right. Well, let's just keep rolling, man. So we'll play. We don't have to play 30 seconds of some of these songs. Maybe we could just play a little bit of it.
I don't know if I'll be able to sit through 30 seconds.
Yeah, so maybe we'll just go a little bit. Here's the next one we're going to talk about. Ace of Base, man. God,
oh, man. I never noticed how reggae that was.
Just shitty. It's just put together by some
overproduced
record label. Yeah. Just built that artist, yeah, that band. And I think it was Clive Davis's autobiography. He was talking about them and how difficult they were to work with. Like, they would try giving them some direction, but they didn't understand English. Like, they would learn the songs, but then you couldn't, like, oh, try doing this or doing that. They just couldn't. He was like, what? You know.
They probably did that on purpose, though. They didn't like Clive's idea.
Right.
You know, what does he know?
Right.
He only discovered Bob Dylan. I mean,
right. Springsteen, the list of people that he discovered, yeah. Tina Turner, all the people he discovered.
Yeah.
His book is a great read, too, man. If you're into rock and roll biographies, really, that's really rad. Interesting. He's a little full of himself, but.
Oh, absolutely. But I would be, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think we talked about that before. Like, he signed Janis. And Janis offered to sleep with him, and he was like, no, yeah, of course not. Like,
no, I wouldn't. She was a mess. She's some sloppiness going on with Janis Joplin.
The next song we got was actually a suggestion from one of our listeners, and it was Dan from Boston, we've mentioned him several times on the show. He said, this song makes me want to gouge out my eyes.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
I fucking hate that song.
Oh, God. You like them, too.
I do like them.
I really like This Old Apartment. Was that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's a great fucking song, man. You know, at first I did like that song, and then it was just so played out. And then you start listening to the lyrics and like the hip hop part. I'm like, this is the dumbest fucking rap that I've ever heard.
Yeah, I like them. I've seen them a couple times in concert.
They're probably fun.
They're silly. They do like a medley
of Canadian.
Like, yeah, they do a medley of like rap songs and stuff at the end. Like, they'll cover like Eminem, but they do, you know, like 30 seconds of it, and they do like. But this song, man, it was everywhere. It just,
it was.
You can't understand the goddamn lyrics.
I'm like trying to remember like the era of the bar when that song came out. I don't think it's something would be playing in the bar.
No, I was still working in the music store when that came out, and it was on like all the time. But yeah, the couple bad albums song. Before that, I really liked that one. I do not. But yeah, yeah. That's a great pick. The next one that we got from a listener was Greg Capello. And here, I'll play it, and then I'll read his comment. I disagree with this, but he said Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. I'm annoyed by their gimmick rock and attempt to be a good band. I've never liked them. People older than us love them. I just don't get it.
It's all about fun. What's not to get?
I went back to him and I was like, hey, man, I kind of used to feel the same way. We did a whole 2.5 hour show on them, and I kind of have a different appreciation for them now. And he promised to go back and listen to it. So
cool.
Yeah, right, yeah. On. So,
I mean, I didn't mean to say it like that.
Yeah, but, no, you know, no. Right.
Like, I just summed it up in one word. Fun. Mm-hmm. That's what Kiss is all about.
Yeah,
the songs aren't serious. You know, I don't know how serious they took themselves. They took the money seriously, but you know, their songs are really cliche rock and roll songs. You know, Christine 16. You know, Firehouse.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, they just had these titles of these songs, and they're, you know, how many times does it say rock and roll night party every day in that song?
Yeah, probably 20.
Probably like 100.
Yeah. Yeah, I said my opinion on them has changed a little bit. I listen to them once in a while.
I love Kiss. I grew up in 80s Kiss and 90s Kiss, you know? And, you know, the throwback shit is fun. But, you know, they're known for that song, but they got so many better songs than that.
I agree.
Their whole gimmick is brilliant. Awesome. And they were on lunchboxes, bro.
Right. Everything from caskets.
Condoms
to caskets, right?
We got you coming and going.
Right. There you go. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Yeah, man. Let's just keep rolling. I think we both had a couple people vote for this one, and I totally understand why here. That's the sad thing. They never going to keep him down. He gets down and he gets up again.
Gets up and the song continues.
For 4 minutes and 40 seconds of terrible. Yeah. Man.
It is, but you know, I guarantee you, if you rear blast it and it's 1:30 in the morning and the song comes on, we're jumping up and down. We're getting nuts. You know.
I agree.
But as, you know, as a hit kind of thing, as a being a musician, yo, that song is awful.
Yeah, we had a couple people suggest that, and I said Jess Cole, she lives in New Jersey, said the quarterback for my college team used to play that song on repeat nonstop after a big loss, and I just
what
can't,
a jock,
and I can't listen to it anymore. So
they must have lost a lot,
right? I hope not to listen to that all the time. Shit. I'd be playing my ass off if I had to listen to that. You know, if you lose, you're going to have to play. If we don't win, you're going to have to listen to this.
Right? Again, coach, I'll do laps. Nothing but that.
Oh, all right. Next one. I think this is a song that you like, but here.
I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you when I go out. Yeah, I know I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I won't fight.
Dude,
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What in the fucking world makes you think that I like that song?
I thought you said before that that album...
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. That song is...
Maybe
the only thing
maybe
I like about that... The only thing I like about that song is the movie I Married an Axe Murderer that's from.
Okay.
That's it.
Maybe it was your brother then that said that album was...
Yeah,
really,
he has awful taste.
He's like, that album's really good. And I was like, I'm never going to fucking listen to it. So
no. Well, that just sums it up, his music taste right there.
I can't take the...
And he loves Kiss, too.
Right. He's got Kiss tattoos. Maybe he's got Proclaimers tattoos, too. I don't know.
With their faces, right. With their glasses.
You're right, the stupid... Yeah, that song's terrible.
Did they even have another song after that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember the video.
Yeah, with their stupid...
So
right.
Lame.
Yep.
Were they twins?
Yeah,
were
they were.
Brothers? Were they?
Yeah, I think they were twins. They looked the same, even if they weren't twins.
But. Yeah.
Weird. All right. The next one is, I know we've talked about before, and this one got some votes. This is from John Biondo.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
It blows my mind.
You couldn't even get to the lyrics, could you?
I couldn't. That it went from Jefferson Airplane to that piece of shit. You know, like we went from...
Dude, it was like yacht rock.
Right.
It was like that error.
Right. We went from Volunteers to We Built This City. Even like Grace Slick has said that like she can't even listen to that song and it's so terrible.
No. And they had that Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now song.
So bad, man. It's just everything. Yeah. Like 80s music is just so dated sounding. And that is the epitome of just shitty, cheesy 80s rock and roll.
I was trying to explain our show tonight to my father. And he was like, oh, well, give me an example. And I put that song on. He's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, that was a big song. I was like, yeah, but it was so ear cringing.
Well, you just mentioned yacht rock. And I'll just skip around a little bit because the whole genre of yacht rock... There's a lot of really shitty music that came out of that.
It's all shitty, bro.
There's some stuff, dude. Like, I like Africa by Toto. There's a couple songs. Jerry Rafferty, I like some of his, or Gary, whatever the fuck his name is. But, like, I put Sailing by Christopher Cross on here. Like, that's...
Let's hear it. Never been reason to pretend. If the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the candles can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Believe me.
Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard. Awful. Absolutely.
Who the fuck bought that album?
Absolutely terrible. And I was like, dude, and his name is Christopher Cross. I was like, homie, your name is Chris Cross. Like, your parents named you Chris Cross.
That is hysterical. But, you know, Chris Cross was a way better band than
right,
this dude.
Right.
Like, my God, I've never even heard that song. But that's yacht rock, right?
Gonna make you jump off a bridge.
If this is yacht rock, I hope the fucking yacht sinks.
Right, the Titanic.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a 100 bad yacht rock songs. Sometimes, like in the summer, Sirius will have like a channel for yacht rock, and sometimes I'll play it as I'm driving around. My wife will be like, "What the fuck are you listening to?"
It's stupid white person music, dude.
Right. And when that became like a thing, like I don't remember the term yacht rock before. I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years ago. I don't know if it was people listening to that shit to be like funny, or they actually like that stuff. But it's largely,
I think
just,
they like it. I think it's people with money. And they don't know anything about music except for shit like that.
Yeah. It's just soft rock. It's just, there's no...
It's like dentist office shit, dude.
See, a lot of this shit that we have on this playlist is like dentist office, supermarkets, just... Yeah, there's no soul in that at all, dude. It's just really bad.
But, I hear songs that we kill all the time in the supermarket. I'm like, now I got to listen to it in the supermarket.
No doubt. Gina Sestari said, thanks for making me suffer and have all these songs stuck in my head like one giant playlist. This is an unpopular opinion, but Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town by Pearl Jam. I in my head, I think of the lyrics, hearts and farts, they fade away.
I'm with her. That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's 30 seconds of him mumbling.
It's a catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade.
I don't hate that song.
I love
song.
Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam. That song is fucking awful. I always hated that song.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I'm not a huge Pearl Jam fan though. Like I don't know. I just never really listened to them that much. And
God, it was on the radio so much, and probably still is. But it just was forced down my throat. You know, I was like, nah, this song is awful.
I hate that song. I don't like Yellow Ledbetter. I just like that one more. It is too much mumbling, and very selfishly, like, people used to come in the record store asking for that, and it was only on like an import, so it was like $15 for like two songs, and people would would complain as if like you and I had friggin' control
anything
over
to
what
do with it.
Right.
They should have just stole it like I did.
Yeah. We got to vote. I don't know if we need to play. We got to vote for Tom Sawyer, one of the kids in my Boy Scout troop. That was his pick.
I'm ready to kill his Rush mom anytime.
All right, let's play it.
Yeah.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
I'm with the little dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with the little dude. I mean, that just represents all Rush right now. And, you know me, but does Rush suck?
Right. We did a whole episode on Does Rush Suck? And we sat and we listened to, 2112?
I like the musicians that you ever seen, but they're lame.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying they're not talented. I'm saying they're just lame.
They're nerdy and, you know, they're kind of...
So am I.
They're darlings of, you know, they're how technical they are and all that other kind of stuff. And
they're Canadian.
The South Park guys love them and everything else.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right. Let's keep rolling. We got a vote for Wonderful Christmas Time, and I would normally not even bother because it's a Christmas song, but we actually got... The vote came from John Gasparon. We used to work with him at Sam Goody, like... A zillion years ago.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool that he surfaced and said something.
It's cool that he listens.
Yeah. And he said that that song is on the loop in Hell's Waiting Room for me. We don't need to play any Christmas music, but all right. So some other shitty stuff. Dave Sanislow, he said, how is not every single fucking Limp Bizkit song on your list, especially Nookie? You know, they're actually eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
I voted for them.
I did too. Here you go. Here's a little Nookie. Because we all do it, that's all we do it for. He can stick it up his
stick it up his ass.
Right, him
he
and
can
his
stick it up his ass. Oh, dude, man. God, it just brings flashbacks of Woodstock '99 every time I hear them. It doesn't matter what song. Oh,
I remember when that stuff all started coming out. So that was, I don't know, man. I graduated college 1999, so it's probably right around when I stopped working in the store full time. And I remember all that shit coming out, and I didn't like any of it. I didn't like Korn. I didn't like this. I remember just kind of like. Looking around and thinking, like, I'm watching rock and roll, like, fucking burn to the ground. Like, I'm working in the ass end of the industry watching all this garbage, this shit music come out.
You know, I really like Korn. I still do. I love that first Limp Bizkit album. But it was really rock. It was it was cool, man. It was what it is. But that second album is awful. Fred Durst went more hip hop, and he is no hip hop guy.
It's like
he tries too hard.
It's them and Korn just opened the door to all that nu metal shit, and it just became a mess. Well, the one dude, I put this on the playlist, like way down at the end. I put it there today. Fieldy from Korn, I think he's the bass player.
Yeah.
He has an album out that is no good. And
he's no good.
Yeah. Here's a little, this is a song called Just For Now from his album, Rock and Roll Gangster.
I didn't know if this was going to happen. All right.
That's fucking terrible.
He is the most untalented fucking dude I've ever seen.
That sounded like a Weird Al Yankovic making fun of something else. That was really bad. The Korn side project that nobody wanted, but you all get.
I'm just sad that I know it exists.
And there was a I was looking around for like suggestions for this list. I found a thread on Reddit that was like 3 years old. It had like over 2,000 comments on it of all these people suggesting songs. So I mined that pretty hard. And when I saw that this song, I was like, oh shit, I didn't even know the bassist from Korn was a thing that anybody would care. And then I listened to
he's not even a good bass player for Korn.
Right.
And you know, Korn doesn't even, you know, they're not known for musicianship, but like he is the most untalented person in that band.
Yeah, garbage. No good, man. That was really terrible. Yeah, there's a couple things on here, like songs I'd never heard before that I uncovered. I'm like, holy shit, this is really bad. So I don't know who the hell's listening to that crap, but
I'm happy to hear something really bad on this episode.
Yeah, we got some really shitty shit. All right, shitty shit. Yeah, my shitty shit.
Bang, bang.
John Corrales is a buddy of mine that I work with, and he's written us a couple times some thoughts on the Stones and some other stuff. He said he can't stand the song Blue Bayou by Linda Ronstadt. I don't think I know this song. So.
Oh, I'm with them, brother.
All right, let's hear it.
Linda Ronstadt's awesome, but this fucking song sucks.
Here you go.
Work until the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou.
All right, I never need to hear that again. Oh,
it was like that's yacht rock.
Yeah, and there's a bad mandolin going on in the background there. That was no good.
She has some good songs, but yo, that song was really big.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
It was a huge like icon thing for her. Hmm. I remember hearing the story. Tug McGraw, famous pitcher.
Yeah,
and father of the more famous country singer, he had a pitch called the Blue Bayou.
Okay.
And I just always remembered that. I don't know.
Hmm.
Something throw in there. I don't know. Something.
Yeah. Okay. My mom chimed in. My mom listens to us every once in a while. What's up, mom? Sorry for the bad language. She said she said I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. I just know. I don't know if we've killed that one or not.
I don't know, but let's give it a listen.
My love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan.
People bought Dude. That. Like, people bought that album. That song is so bad. Like, and I don't know if that was they were trying to be funny or.
But like, were people taking it serious or were no? I think it's more of a dance thing. I don't know. I remember being on like Club MTV and, you know, like it was probably all in the clubs. I think it was more because it was a joke. It was like RuPaul, you know.
I told you this week, I was like, we should do an episode where we pick, I don't know, 15 one-hit wonders, and we don't listen to the shit ahead of time. We go on Spotify and we say, what's their second most popular song? Like, if I went in there to Right Said Fred and I said, what's the second most popular song? We have no idea what it is. And it's like, how terrible is that? Or like that band that sang Tub Thumping, like Chumbawamba. Like, what's their
what's the
fucking
other songs they had?
Right. And I'd be like, man, yeah. how bad would that be? Like, that would probably be hysterical if we did it. But
That sounds even worse torture than we're putting ourselves through right now.
Oh, I know, dude. Like, if we, yeah, like, I don't know, like that Cotton Eye Joe band, like, what's their second most popular song? Like, it's got to be fucking awful. But
yeah, man, I'm with you.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the list of topics. So, all right, I'm gonna pick up the pace a little bit here. Ben from Maine, he said, "Anything and Everything" by the Dave Matthews Band. I can't deal with that Muppet Hillbilly Jam Jazz Band crap. I think you had them on here too. You
put them on the Warden. The Warden.
Oh, that was the Warden. So the Warden also agreed with him, right? He said he doesn't like Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah.
All right, here's a little bit of Crash Into Me by the Dave Matthews Band.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me, tight, tight, you're bugging. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, heart, beat again. Sweet like candy to my soul, sweet you are.
That album,
dude,
I'm a jam band guy.
I'm a jam band guy, but I do not like Dave Matthews Band.
Man, we used to play that. I remember when I first met you, this album had just come out, and we played it all the friggin' time in the store. I haven't stayed up with their music or their career or anything else. Like, I've seen them a couple times, but
I saw them on that tour.
Yeah, I think I did too. Yeah. But yeah. I remember, I looked up their discography or their Wikipedia page, some shit, and I was like, the violin player left like a couple years ago. I was like, oh shit, it shows how much I know. There's only like, I think Dave Matthews, the drummer and the bass player, are the only original guys even still in the band.
Everybody was pissed off and they dropped the poop in there. In
they emptied the shitter of their tour bus off a bridge onto some people on a tour ferry, like below the bridge.
Yeah, the dirty hippies.
Yeah, I think the violin player got accused of like sexual misconduct. There was something I didn't care enough to read it all. It was like, okay.
No, I don't care enough to and I even couldn't think about it.
Yeah, I couldn't name one song that they've done in the last 10 years. But
you know, I really like Buford Carter. He is an amazing drummer. But I've said in our past episodes that he just overplays. Yeah,
he's another guy's got like a ton of shit in it. Like his kit's enormous and.
Yeah,
people
it's annoying.
Make a big deal out of that.
He's a big part of that band. He's a big part of that sound.
Hmm.
You know.
All right, let me keep rolling. Pat from South Carolina, she said that sad puppy song from the TV commercials I associated with animal abuse. She meant Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even want to play that because we talked about we wouldn't do it any justice when we played it in the first one and we killed it by I played the sound effects of dogs attacking.
It's
terrible.
No, man, I can't watch anything to do with animals, man.
We got a weird one from Dennis. Dennis is my neighbor, and he's a big music guy, and he listens to our show. And
cool, hey, Dennis. What's up, bro?
My man. So he wrote me, he said, "Pushing the Little Daisies by Ween." He said, "Every now and then I go and listen to it, and I ask myself, why was it ever written and recorded? Ween's roots are New Hope, PA, and Philly. They're local guys. They're hard for me to get into, man. I've tried a couple times."
Yeah, so the jam band people keep trying to get me in the Ween, but I won't do it.
Let's listen. I don't know this song. This is off their album Pure Guava. That sucks. That's terrible.
Do you remember the band Sunvolt?
Yeah, I like Sunvolt.
Yeah, I think some of the guys from Ween are in that band.
Are they? Really?
I don't know. I was just talking about someone in Ween came up. I don't know.
Sunvolt was the band Uncle Tupelo split up, and half the guys became Wilco, and the other half the guys became Sunvolt.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking
about. But it could be. I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody's been trying to get me on their bandwagon for 100 years, and I ain't buying into it.
They're kind of local, and I just couldn't. I couldn't.
They're lame.
Yeah, it's too weird, like avant-garde, goofy, weird shit for me. So
yeah, push it a little. We didn't get to that part.
We didn't.
You just fucking turned it off. I did. Go back, motherfucker.
I only made it 24
Go
seconds.
Go back and play that part.
I'm texting Dennis right now saying we're playing. I'm recording the show and we just played it and holy shit, that's terrible.
Great pick.
Yeah, that's an excellent pick for a terrible song.
They have a huge underground following.
And then I think the last one from a listener that I had on my list was from Brendan Galliano. So Brendan is another friend of ours we've known forever. We used to work with him in the music store and he's got an interesting job in that he works down in the music industry. He does a lot of like the loadout stuff at concert venues. He's done some security. He's the guy that'll like get what a band's playing and they want cheesesteaks. He runs out and goes get some all food. So he said he suggested Deacon Blues by Steely Dan. It's actually what a majority of touring audio engineers will use at soundcheck because it's a nice, crisp, equalized song on the original album. So he had like a reason. Like I thought it was kind of interesting. Okay. He has like a business reason why he's tired of listening to it. Let's check it out.
Yeah, maybe so. Oh, absolutely. I get what he's saying. But, dude, Steely Dan sucks.
I do not
They're
like
another
I never
yacht
have.
Rock band. Yeah, everybody's been shoving them down my throat my whole life, too.
I've tried a couple times to listen to them. I've never liked them.
Make no mistake, they are masters at their craft of musicianship. You don't get better than them. But they suck. Their whole thing just sucks, you know?
It's that same thing, man. There's no soul in anything that they're doing. It's
too white, man.
Yeah.
It's too white for
right.
me.
Yep. Yeah. It is if a glass of whole milk was a song, that it would be that.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Why don't we play one of the contributions we got from somebody? So Brian Orlando is a guy I've known for a really long time, and he works in the radio industry. He's a morning drive DJ up on Long Island. And he has a podcast called The Rock and Soul Tarot. He's really into tarot cards. And he does an episode where he pulls a tarot card and then he talks about like a rock and roll song about like, so it's a really interesting kind of concept. The episodes are only like 10 minutes.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. But he recorded something for us. He was so happy, man, to record something. Here, let me just play it. Here's his pick.
Hey, my name's Brian Orlando and I am the host of the Rock and Soul Tarot podcast. I am honored to be asked by the Prisoners of Rock and Roll to be a part of the Electric Chair. I host a podcast where I associate tarot card meanings with rock and roll lyrics because music is something that has meant more to me than anything else. It was my first love. It's still my most powerful love. I'm a rock radio morning show host for a Long Island radio station, 94.3 The Shark. Tarot cards is something that's always been a part of my life, but I've just come forward with it. So I associate music and tarot, and music is serious to me, which is why I understand most Led Zeppelin fans would gasp at the fact that we're putting, or I'm putting, a Led Zeppelin song in the electric chair. It's probably considered sacrilege, but Led Zeppelin releasing Dire Maker in 1973 should have been considered sacrilege. First of all, I know right away some music fans are going to roll their eyes and say it's Jamaica. No, it's not. It's Dire Maker. It's spelled D-Y-E-R. Now, it's supposed to be a tribute to reggae music. The term Dire Maker, if used with a West Indies accent, is supposed to sound like Jamaica, like did you make her? I'm from New York. The Prisoners of Rock and Roll guys are from Philly. There's that old joke about, did you eat yet? Did you eat yet? It's still slang. Jimmy Page himself from Led Zeppelin complained that it's American music fans that mispronounce it. It was never a single in Europe. It was never a single in England. So you spelled it that way, released it to us. Stop it now. Just a way to create a pretentious, nonsensical problem that's not there. Second, it's supposed to be a tribute to reggae. Reggae songs, they deal with societal issues, political issues. Dire Maker is gibberish. Led Zeppelin's supposed to be the greatest band in the world. Oh, 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 oh. When I read the letter you sent me, it made me mad, mad, mad. When I read the news it brought me, it made me sad, sad, sad. That's representative of the greatest band of all time, according to some? That is gibberish. Listen to any Bob Marley song, Toots and the Maytals song. They would never embarrass themselves with such nonsense. And at the end of the song, he says, Robert Plant says, oh, 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 every breath I take, every move I make. So besides the fact that it's a terrible song, it inspired Sting to write Every Breath You Take, which is an even more terrible song. But that's a story for another day. Dire Maker is not worthy of being in the catalog of a band considered to be one of the greatest of all time. I hope you check out what I do on Rock and Soul Tarot, available on all streaming services. Thank you to the Prisoners of Rock and Roll guys. I hope I didn't offend too much bashing Led Zeppelin, but that song sucks.
Dude, that was fucking awesome.
That's great, dude.
I love it. I wrote him back when he sent it to me. I was like, dude, I love it because he was getting angry the longer he was going, and yes, his voice was getting up, and it's like, but he's making an intellectual argument of why it sucks.
No, I never thought about it. You know, just hearing him, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, man, I'm like, this is just Led Zeppelin ripping off another black culture. You know, I never even thought about that.
Love it. Thanks, brother, man. I'd love to have him on the show sometime because he's interviewed, man. Like, he's got all kinds of musicians that have come on his show. And it's just, it's super cool. He always puts the stuff on Facebook, all the interesting people he interviews, just being a radio guy. So, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah, thanks, brother. All right, man, let's just keep rolling. There's still a fucking million songs on this list. Oh, my dude, you put this one on the playlist. Let me just play it and we can trash it. Excellent pick. Get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My hump, my hump, my hump. My lovely little lumps. Check it out. I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana. Fendi and Adana. Karen, they be sharing all their money. Got me wearing fly. Girl, I ain't asking. They say they love my ass.
Oh, I never noticed how bad Fergie's voice is. Man, she's not in the band anymore.
No, I just saw that. Looking them up as they were talking. I always liked them, the Black Eyed Peas. Like,
I like that other song better.
The one that has like that, the Dick Dale?
The one when they're like, Mazel Tov.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like that fucking song.
I like them. I don't know, man. They were weird. Like, some of the early stuff was like very like culturally aware kind of stuff. And then this, they started working with her and it was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? But
yeah, well, they sold out, man.
Yep. Got to get that money, get that paper. But they also got huge when they picked her up. But
oh, yeah. Well, she's a hottie.
Yeah. Okay.
was hot for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I broke him twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Last better now than it was back then.
I've never listened to the lyrics of that song. What is
Dude,
that?
So cliche. I don't know. It's not the worst song that they have. They just put a new album out, and they're going to be in Camden, New Jersey.
They were here last night. They were here.
Who's going to that show?
I have friends. I only know that because friends of mine were there.
I mean,
that was my son's pick for the electric chair. So my youngest,
good for him.
My youngest is 15, and he tends to like almost everything we send to the electric chair. And I was driving him back from something this week, and we had like a 2-hour car ride. And I was like, dude, you got to come up with a song for the electric chair. I've been asking you for weeks. And he was like, I got it. He's like, that Nickelback song Photograph is awful. I was like, yes, I totally agree.
That's great.
Yeah.
You're raising that kid right.
Yeah, I said he likes ABBA and a lot of he's got really weird taste in music, but I've always been like, hey,
wait,
man,
did you just say he likes ABBA?
Yeah, he does, dude. Almost every song Holy that we shit. Send to the electric chair, he likes. So he's got really weird taste in music. But I would say, hey, man, like, you like what you like, and I may not like the song, but I won't bust your
like
balls.
What you like.
Right. I won't bust your stones for liking something. I never will.
No. Never. All until right. he gets a lot older.
Right.
And then we'll break his balls.
Right. As long as it's not Kate Bush. So,
yeah. I think this is a good time to take a little break.
Yeah, dude. That sounds awesome. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll tear through some of this stuff. And then, we'll wrap it up.
Cool, man. Stick around.
We'll be back. Prisoners of Rock and Roll is sponsored by McCusker's Tavern at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia. There's something for everyone on the beer list and the jukebox at McCusker's. It's minutes from the sports stadiums in Philly, making it a great place to stop by for a few drinks before or after a concert or a game. Come see for yourself why everyone from Philadelphia Magazine to Playboy has called it one of the best dive bars in the city. Visit them at 17th and Shunk Streets in Philadelphia or on Facebook. That's McCusker's Tavern.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
We're playing a lot of bad music today, but you know what doesn't suck? Wearing a pair of kick-ass comfortable socks that look good. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Boldfoot socks. Boldfoot makes awesome socks for every occasion. Working out, going into the office, or just going casual. Every pair is made in America from products sourced in America. Their motto is grown here, sewn here. And on top of that, they give 5% of all their proceeds to veterans charities. That's good people making a good product and doing good things for the community. Prisoners of Rock and Roll is proud to have them as a sponsor of our show, and they would be proud to have you as a customer. So when you're done listening to us, head on over to boldfoot.com and take a look at all the awesome styles they have. That's boldfoot.com. All right, we're back. Thanks so much for sticking with us. We're on the back half of all this stuff, man. We still got a lot of really shitty music to talk about, but
yeah, I mean, it's easy. There's so much of it, bro.
You put Weezer on here, and I couldn't agree more, yes. Man. I do not like Weezer. I never have.
That first album's good, but man, yeah, I fucking like hate them.
Beverly Hills, here you go.
Ugh.
From isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want.
Oh, I hate that fucking song. I hate it. I had to play it in a band in Atlantic City every fucking weekend, and it never sounded right because it's not sounding right at all. And the thing is, also is, how did Weird Al not make a parody of that with the Beverly Hillbillies? How did that not come out?
It wasn't even worth his time. I don't know. I can't think of a single song by them that I like. I just... never have.
Like I said, on that first album, they got some B-sides that are rocking.
It's never my thing, man. I don't know if it's like just the nerdy, ironic crap. And then they came out with that album of covers that everyone really liked. And I was like, dude,
yeah.
I didn't. The cover of Take On Me, I was like, I hated that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Get off my lawn, goddammit.
Fuck. I like that first album. I cannot deny.
Okay. Well, you like what you like. Okay. Here.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting, up and down the boulevard, their shadows.
Dude, you know who plays those songs? Fucking whores. They play that in the fucking jukebox. They come in the bar and they play that on the jukebox. I'm like, you whore.
Oh, it just makes me think of being at the Jersey Shore at a bar on a Saturday night in the summertime. That inevitably comes on.
No, I get it. I just put it with like all the girls dancing on the bar, being drunk at 2 a.m. You know,
I'm sure it's something
that's what
you hear
I think
a lot
when I hear that.
Yeah,
Dude.
Sure you hear that a lot in the bar.
You know what other song is a big whore song?
What's that?
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
I like that song, dude, but I could see how that would get really, you're probably hearing that 4 times a night.
If songs had like a flavor, that fucking song would be Rumplements.
Okay.
Like, you ever see that girl on Facebook or something like that, and she's asking for shots of Sambuca at the DJ table?
Yeah.
That's right up there.
Okay. I totally understand. I totally get it that you probably said you hear that 3 or 4 times a night in the bar on a Saturday or Friday night.
I was like, who's taking this girl home tonight?
Right. Like the girl in the Macarena taking home 2 guys at once.
Hey Macarena.
Right. You got some hair metal on here. Nazareth hair. Love Hurts.
Yeah. Oh, I hate this song, man.
We both love power ballads, right? We did a whole show on power ballads. We've done a couple shows on hair metal. We love hair metal, but...
any heart, not dust, or strong,
I've never listened to that with headphones on, and like the vocals and the music is really weird.
I couldn't wait for you to turn it off.
Oh, shit.
Dude. And that's the singer later on was in the band Mr. Big.
It was. I don't know.
Did you know that? I bet you didn't. I don't think, you know it now.
I don't think I did.
Well, now you know it now.
There you go. I see I learned something today. That's why I like coming here.
Nazareth rocks. Don't get me wrong. But that song is fucking lame.
Ugh. Okay. Gary Wright. I don't think I know this song. Do you put Dreamweaver by Gary Wright on here?
You don't know Dreamweaver?
Maybe I do.
This is another yacht rock song,
is
bro.
It? Let me hear it.
Eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today. Leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me.
Yeah, I know that song. I think I probably
blocked
it out of
how
my
can
head.
You not, how can you not know that song? That's on like commercials and supermarkets and fucking everywhere.
Just another shitty, soulless, empty vapid song.
White people music.
Right. Total white people music. Absolutely right.
That's racist.
Just like, and you listen to, I don't know, like Gary Clark Jr. or, and fucking, you listen to anything else.
And like, anything else that. Right. You listen to Nelson. Right. That's better than that fucking shit. Bro.
Music went from like Chuck Berry to that. It's just like, man.
In a couple years. What else we got?
I have a couple 90s dance songs on here, and I just wanted to, I'm going to play them like one right after the other because it's like the same goddamn, it's the same song.
Yeah,
here,
sure.
Yeah, here. Anyway, so that was Real McCoy, LaBouche, and who the fuck knows, some other terrible like.
Oh, just, really? That you just like mixed them all?
I
together,
just played
like,
three different songs, right? And you can't tell the. It sounds
fuck.
Like one. It
I
sounds
didn't
like
even
the
tell the difference.
Yeah, it sounds like the same thing. So like that late '90s, mid late '90s dance music.
Yeah.
Awful. It stinks. In the
yes.
Garbage.
It smells like the air in Philadelphia.
All right.
I could say that I live here.
You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. This song is so bad.
Awful. But you Light Up My Life, Bruce.
You do too, Ryan. And I thought I read somewhere that they said this was the best-selling song of the 1970s.
Oh,
it was
really?
It was the number one song for 10 weeks in a row. And, yeah, it's here.
Kissing me his song so alone in the dark, but now you've come along and you light up my life.
Yeah, that song had the record for the longest on the top 100. It was on the number one for 10 weeks, and it was the best-selling single of the entire decade. So think about any album that came out in the 70s, any song, and
yeah,
that,
I'm thinking about it.
And that sold more.
Dude, just think about it. Somewhere in America tonight, someone is requesting that song to be played.
Awful.
That's how big that song was.
Terrible. And that's Pat Boone's daughter singing that, too. Saturday Night in the Park by Chicago. I fucking hate Chicago, dude.
Really?
I don't. I don't think I like bands.
I like
named
them.
After, I don't like bands named after places, but I don't like Chicago, Asia, Kansas. I don't like any of them. But, dude, I hate the horns. I hate.
Really? I love Chicago, bro.
I can't take
they're
his voice. Just all. I think
they're a bunch of mother.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of motherfuckers in that band, bro.
My dad used to listen to them all the time, and I think he never knew the words, so he would just be like half singing along and just like, and I think it just ruined it for me. I can't take it.
Really?
Yeah. It just does not do anything for me. Even looking through their like top songs, I could have put any one of them on the list. I can't do it.
At one point, Chicago was the house band to the Whiskey. You know, they play a couple sets tonight, you know, but you know, whatever. One night Jimi Hendrix was there. And Jimmy walks backstage and he looks at them and he said, "You guys are a bunch of motherfuckers, aren't you?" So
I never knew that. There, look, now I learned two things tonight. This is amazing.
Yeah. No, that comes right from like the Chicago documentary.
I think there goes
the phrase motherfucker.
There you go.
You know, like
it's one of those bands. I think it just like I had a bad experience with them when I was younger, and I'll just never get over it. And it's just for no reason.
No, I hear you. There's a few songs like that they have for me, like Color My World. You know,
She like to dance on the hip hop spots. She cruised to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck. Guys like, what? Baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck. Guys like, what?
Awful. Absolutely
At
terrible.
One point, that was a hit.
Right.
At one time, that was a hit.
You could hear, I think it's Timbaland in the back just going, like kind of shitty, like just like how...
doing Puffy.
But yeah, Puffy used to do in every song. Oh my God, dude. And that's also like late 90s hip-hop music was shitty. The videos
Watch
all looked
the
same.
Toilet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I could get all fired up, man. We could like just...
No, he was Cisco, right?
Yeah, terrible. His stupid silver hair.
And he had like one glove doing a Michael Jackson thing.
And that song just stinks. The videos stink.
There's a lot of songs in that video.
Yeah, there is a lot of, right, a lot of
booty.
Yeah. We didn't play, some people voted the Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. We didn't play it. Because it's not Christmas, and we've talked about that a couple times in our Christmas episodes, but there's another Paul McCartney song that's absolutely freaking terrible, and that's this one.
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano. Keyboard, oh Lord, why don't we?
We did it, guys. We saved we stopped racism.
Oh, we did it finally
with
the keys of ebony and ivory.
If you put on paper,
we can all get along,
right? You wrote it on paper that like Paul McCartney's going to team up with Stevie Wonder. You think it would be awesome, right?
That.
And that song stinks.
That was definitely a Paul McCartney song, and fucking Stevie Wonder went, okay, I could sing along with this.
Right, I'm down with it.
That's like right up there with Wings, that song.
It definitely, it sounds like a Wings song, but.
Yeah. Who's released that album? Was it Stevie or was it Paul?
I don't know.
It sounds so contemporary.
It's
totally Paul in the 70s.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I got some other stuff. The band Panic at the Disco, they kind of stink. They covered
They really stink.
They covered Bohemian Rhapsody.
Gotta leave you up behind to face the truth.
he doesn't want to die, but I do.
You know what? Fuck them. They're just trying to show how talented they are. They're showing off. Fuck them. That song is like so, I don't know, untouchable. Like, don't fuck with it.
Right. Nobody can ever sing that and come anywhere close to what Freddie Mercury did. Even as cool as Axl did it at the tribute concert for him.
That was great with Elton.
Right.
Yeah.
Even as good as that is, it's nowhere near
that
what
was
the
different.
Original is.
This is them making a recording of, oh, let's look at us. This is how good we are. We're going to fucking cover like Queen. You know what? Shut the fuck up. I hate that shit.
It was bad. I think I heard that on the radio before. I'm like, what is this?
And
it's like,
I never heard that.
Terrible.
I hate that band too.
Fall Out Boy is another one that's worthy.
I was going to say, aren't they the same band?
Right. They wrote a sequel to We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel about like more modern stuff. And I had heard this before and I had never listened to it. And I listened to it this week in anticipation of doing this show. It sucks here. Why the fuck did Billy Joel allow
him? Who the fuck do they think they are?
How did Billy Joel
let... Who the fuck do they think they are? Are you kidding me? Now I'm angry.
I like the Billy Joel song. I know...
Yeah!
I mean, shit, man. I'm
old
enough...
Are they hurting for songs that bad that they're just going to plagiarize other fucking songs?
Right. I mean, I'm old enough that we studied that song, the original, in like history class.
As did I.
Right. And you,
as did I.
Yeah, we had to write reports on what all the stuff was and everything else. And,
yes.
And then I was like, man, Billy Joel gave them he let them do
he
that.
He wants to get paid.
Right.
He don't care about anything he just wants to get paid, bro.
Jesus Christ, man. I was like you. I got angry listening to that.
Yeah. Oh, you got me, bro.
There you go. Okay.
That song got me what this episode's all about.
Do you know this? All right. This country. I got a little country songs in here, too. You know the song Fancy Like? You probably hear this in the bar. That Applebee's milkshake. Hang on. But every now and then when I get paid, I got to store my baby with an upgrade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
How did they not match them smoking meth in that song? Because that is the biggest white trash song I ever heard.
It's like one, that's not country music, man. Like, come on, dude. And I
listen. What the fuck is that?
I was like
rap. Right. I don't know what the fuck that was.
The word bougie should never be in a country song ever. And that song, dude, when I was out west for 2 weeks, a couple summers ago in like Montana and everything, we drove like 1,100 miles over the course of 2 weeks. We spent a lot of time in the car driving like Yellowstone and Deadwood and shit. I must have heard that song like 70 times. And my kids all loved it. The warden was with us too, and the warden liked it. And I was like, I never want to hear that goddamn song again.
I want to get out of the car and thumbed it.
Right.
The rest of the way, homie.
Right, I'll get eaten by a grizzly bear. I don't care.
Yes. Oh, God. That was awful.
Yeah, I can't stand that song. There's a song called Dance Monkey by Tones and I that is pretty...
Dance Monkey Dance! Dance Monkey Dance!
The voice isn't that... That's pretty close. So listen to how terrible this voice is. Stop me dead while I was passing by. And now I beg to see you dance just one more time. Ooh.
Her
voice, I was like, it sounds like Yoko Ono.
Dude, Dude, is that the new trend? That sound? Is that a new trend?
Like, I don't know. My kid, I've heard my
sound do it.
My kids have listened to that. Like, I like seriously been listening to it.
That fucking song sounds like it was made to listen to the iPhones or right.
Earbuds and right.
Yeah, earbuds and shit like that. That's how compressed that sounded.
Yeah. I got a song on here called Friday by Rebecca Black that I didn't know. I just heard several people say it. The lyrics for this are so freaking stupid.
And on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up. Which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
Dude, there's not enough fucking drugs in the world.
The lyrics are so friggin' dumb.
Dude, you left it on way too long.
Yeah. Really
you had bad. To take a little, you had to take a run and you left the song playing. And I'm like, oh no, I gotta listen to this. What else we got, pal?
Loving You by Minnie Riperton. That's.
Oh, I know this fucking song. Oh, God.
It's more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do. Is out of love and you. La 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 la.
Makes me want to put a pair of scissors in my ear.
People ask me sometimes at the bar, like, what will get you thrown out of the bar?
Playing that.
That fucking song will get you thrown out of the bar.
It's not even like it's so cheesy. Like it, and then it's got the sound of like birds chirping behind it.
That falsetto at
awful.
That Mariah Carey fucking thing she does.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, disgusting.
Yeah. All right, I think we got.
I don't know how much more I could take of this, bro.
Yeah, so I got another one I thought was pretty funny that there's a lot of rappers all that have Lil in their first name, like. So I pulled
Lil and it's John like, and shit.
Yeah. So I got Lil Yachty, Lil Peep, Lil Uzi Vert, and Lil Pump. And I'll do what I did with the dance music. Just listen to how this is all the exact same over auto tuned garbage.
Okay.
Here's Lil Yachty.
Okay. It's us. I've been falling. I was geeking. I was high as fuck, tweaking. I was trying to strike shit. I was trying to strike shit. I was trying to strike shit like a match late night.
Alright, and then here's Save That Shit by Lil Peep.
I can take that. Nothing like them other motherfuckers. I can make you rich.
Here's Just Wanna Rock by Lil Uzi Vert.
I just wanna rock. Body out of ya.
Shorty got that body out of ya. Hit it once, no time. Side up, fuck, you won't kill my vibe.
And then here's Gucci Gang by Lil Pump.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Spent the race on new chain. My bitch love do cocaine. Ooh, I fuck a bitch, I forgot name.
All total shit.
Man, I feel bad for the generations.
Right? Right, man? Like, hip-hop, man, it went from Tribe and Public Enemy and Run DMC and all this innovative kind of music to this shit that's made with just a computer and all this auto-tune. It's awful.
Tell me about it, bro. Like, music is an all-time low right now.
Really is.
People are 40 years ago, people were saying rock and roll was dead, you know, when Kiss came in and, you know, whatever, Peter Frampton, you know, like that. But really now rock is fucking dead.
And like, well, and even that hip hop
all
stuff,
that shit is popular.
Right.
But that's not even hip hop, man.
Well, it's like what you said before about modern music being built to be listened to with headphones. Like, you listen to something like that and so the bass is really, really deep and you get your headphones on, you'd be like, you'd probably be feeling it like vibrating in your ears.
Yeah.
But
maybe I should put it down my pants.
I think that might be everything.
Oh, thank you. I saw that. I could see the finish line.
Oh, wait. I know we do have one more. Hang on. I got to find it. I put it on the playlist. We got an. So Omar actually emailed us.
Oh, Omar.
With a pick.
Yes.
Because we did put on our social media, like, hey, have you got a pick for the electric chair? So he said, hello, inmates. It's me, Omar. I have not written you for some time, but here I am with a song for the electric chair from India. Do you know Vanu Melish and It's My Life? He became a star on YouTube and has over 4 million views of this song. Why do so many people use computers to sound this bad? This song is also an electric chair for Little Mick, your friend in India, Omar. So here is 30 seconds of this.
It's like his father.
Hey, hey, hey. What the hell do you think of yourself?
I always search good in bad. I also search bad in good. So I'm a very good bad boy. I'm a very good bad boy. I'm a very good bad boy.
I don't know what the hell they're doing with the music industry in India, but that's awful.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
That's a huge hit in India.
I guess so.
Oh, man. Omar, thanks for listening, bro.
Yeah, thanks as always. Oh, you know what, dude? We do have one more of our podcast friends, too. So Jesse from the Set Lusting Bruce podcast, which is a podcast about Bruce Springsteen. He interviews people. We've had him on before. I did his show once. He sent us something, too. I want to play that and get his thoughts on a song that he does not like.
During the 1990s, Bruce Springsteen had fired the E Street Band. He had abandoned New Jersey to live in California. Despite the fact that during that decade he won an Oscar for the song The Streets of Philadelphia, and in March of 1992, Bruce released two albums, Lucky Town and Human Touch. These albums were different, and when Bruce toured with the other band, many of Bruce's fans felt like he had lost his way musically. Overall, the albums have some good songs, and I would argue even some great songs. But one song that absolutely should be sent to the electric chair is 57 Channels and Nothing On. I have no idea what statement Bruce is trying to say here, except despite often having a wide range of viewing choices, we often can't find something we want to watch, or in our case now, binge. No one is denying that this is a common occurrence, but I'm not really sure that we need the New Jersey poet, Mr. Have a Little Faith, There is Magic in the Night, Mr. Born to Run, to share with us this observation. In the song lyrics, Bruce talks about buying a bourgeois house in the Hollywood Hills with a truckload of $100,000 bills. Cable TV was installed, 57 channels and nothing on. He then talks about going into town for a satellite dish, tying it to the top of his Japanese car, and once he got home and pointed to the stars, there were still 57 channels and nothing on. The song continues till our hero buys a 44 Magnum that was solid steel cast, and then a Blessed Name of Elvis, well, I just let it blast. Till my TV lay in pieces there at my feet, and they busted me for disturbing the almighty peace. The judge said, what you got in your defense, son? 57 channels and nothing on. The song has nothing going for it musically, nothing lyrically, and it would be best retired, and we should speak of it no more. I'm Jesse Jackson from the Pantheon Network podcast, Set Lusting Bruce, a Bruce Springsteen podcast. And I hope you will check out my podcast to hear stories about some of Bruce's amazing music, just not 57 channels. And let's not even think about talking Night with a Jersey Devil.
Thanks, Jesse. That song,
thank you, buddy.
That song sucks.
Dude. I just want to send Springsteen to fucking chair for canceling our Philadelphia shows.
Yeah, dude. It's been like, no. So they just announced, right? I sent it to you today.
I called it.
Yep. Next year. Next August.
He ain't fucking coming back till next summer.
Yep. Which sucks because he's going to be on the road next year, too. So we won't get Philly shows this year and next year. We'll only get next year. So
what a fucking drag, man.
It would have been
nice.
I've been
thinking about hitting him this weekend.
Yeah, he's
on Sunday.
It would have been nice if he would have just released like a 20-second statement, like, "Hey Philly, miss you, I'll be back." It wasn't shit. You never really heard anything.
Yeah. Well, there's no good way of saying the show's canceled, bro.
Yeah, I get it, but he's, I don't know. He has such a special connection. You said this before. He has such a special connection to Philadelphia. It would have been nice just to, one of the guys in the band or something. Like, what,
It would have been cool if he, like, called MMR up.
Hey,
right. Call in
not
his...
Not going to make it tonight.
Right. Even, he's done shit where he's done, like, record a little 20-second video on, like, Instagram or Twitter or something and just posted it. But I guess that's it, man. Let's move on to music news. Oh, wait. Let me play our little thing. All right, music news. So I got two things. The first one is there's new Guns N' Roses music.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I do like the new song.
It's better than some of their,
It reminds me of Estranged.
A little bit.
Use Your Illusion.
Yeah, it's a song called Perhaps. Here, let's play a little bit of it.
Awesome.
He still sounds
like
okay. Yeah, I was digging it.
It definitely sounds something off the Use Your Illusions.
I agree, yeah.
It's very epic sounding, like some of those songs.
And it's kind of cool because, they haven't put out, that lineup hasn't put out music in 30 years. So I was like, yeah, I was digging it.
Yeah, I'm all about it. Let's hear some more of those songs.
Yep.
Keep on bringing them, boys.
Yeah, go cut another album. All right.
Maybe soon. Who knows?
Yeah. All right, and the last song I had was around this dude, this viral country artist named Oliver Anthony.
Amazing.
Really cool story. So, independent country music singer named Oliver Anthony became an overnight viral smash. He's a former factory worker who lives in a 27-foot camper with a tarp on the roof that he said he bought for $750. He self-released a song on August 11th called Rich Men North of Richmond. And the song really, it slams like taxes and politicians and everything else. And it became like it went viral. A lot of conservative like pundits started playing it and it went to number one on the Billboard chart. And he's the first artist to ever have a number one song without ever having another song ever on the charts. And he says he's turned down an $8 million record deal because he's like, I'm not interested in the spotlight and playing stadiums. He said he just writes his music to help him deal with depression. And I have a quote from him. He said, "My music has no editing, no agent, no bullshit. I'm just some idiot with a guitar. It's a style of music we should never have gotten away from in the first place."
Wow. Can we hear it?
Yeah, dude. I really like this song, but yeah, here you go.
I have not heard it yet.
Yeah. It's a little, it's twangy, but here you go. I'll play 30 seconds of it.
Shit. And it's tax to no end. Calls the rich man, calls the rich man. I wish politicians would look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the whole beast milking welfare.
All right, let me tell you something. He did nothing but riff off melody of the band covering Atlantic City.
Okay.
That, like that. And number two, he is an idiot with the guitar.
Okay.
He fucking nailed it because life's a drag already. Who needs someone to fucking remind them? I don't want to listen to a fucking song like that.
Okay. That's cool. I really like that song, but I'm also I like country music a lot, and I think that sounds more outlaw country than that Walker Hayes, Applebee's shit we heard. So
I'll give it that. Sure.
And he's got a lot of, I don't know, he's got a bunch of stuff on Spotify. He's self-released, and it's just...
good for him.
Yeah,
he's
kind of...
beaten. But that's what's wrong with music these days. A guy like that hits up some that, and people love it. That's how bad people are hurting for good songs.
Yeah. I mean, they played it at the Republican presidential debate last week, and he came out and said something. He was like, hey, guys, like, I'm... like, you're the people I'm singing about. Like, just because I live in the South doesn't mean that I'm one of you in terms of, like, you know, a concert. He was kind of like, dude, my music should be bringing people together,
nothing, though. He's setting himself up for fucking people using his song for a flag. He's setting himself up.
People have already started bitching about that. Like, yeah, there's been articles in the news that, you know, Richmond, north of Richmond, well, Richmond's where the Confederacy was. It's like all that shit, all the clowns just started crashing down on him and everything. I like that song. I think it's super cool that he's just been kind of, he's just some working
it's
class.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I'll give it that.
And the video is like, right, he's recording it like out in the woods in front of like a beat up car with just an acoustic guitar, and said there's no editing. I just, you know, really cool story. I'm curious to see what happens to him if he continues making music, or in 6 months.
Yeah, I hope he makes a billion zillion dollars, you know.
Yeah. Or
right on.
Yeah, and they said he's making like 40 grand a day off of Spotify right now.
Good for him.
And he's like a
That's awesome.
Yeah, so cool.
Bring back that crackhead rapper South chick. The chick from the South that rap. She was like the meth head, remember?
No.
We were like listening to her song. She was like this.
Oh, the country rapper. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was awful. No. Yeah, country music's got an identity crisis, man. You said before, like, you call it like Bon Jovi country or bro country.
Yeah.
And then there's stuff like
bro
this.
Bro country. Just, there you go. Bro country. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yep. There's a lot of good stuff out there in modern country, but there's a lot of bad stuff too. Much like everything else, as we just talked for 2.5 hours about.
Yeah, man. Sure.
All right, so I think that's going to do it for episode 69. Hopefully you had a few laughs listening to us on this one, and we're sorry if some of these songs are stuck in your head. However, if these songs are stuck in your head and you want to hear more of them, there's an episode playlist down in the show notes. So what did you think about the songs we talked about? Was there one that you really hate? Is there something that we missed? Let us know. You can reach out to us on Facebook or Twitter, or you can drop us a line through our website at prisonersofrockandroll.com, or you can shoot us an email at show@prisonersofrockandroll.com. Hey, and if you drop us a note, you want us to send you some stickers, we'll be happy to do that. No obligation, no purchase necessary. Just ask, and we'll mail some to you. Lastly, I want to give a huge shout out to Jesse from the Setlisting Bruce podcast and Brian from Rock and Soul Tarot podcast for sharing their picks with us. Those guys both do great works. Very different shows, but they both do great work on their own. So I think that's it, brother. This was a fun trip down into music hell.
It was a good trip to the dump trash yard.
Yes, a lot of stuff I never need to hear again. Some songs that some new stuff I uncovered that was just as terrible, and I will be avoiding moving forward.
Oh, I think I'm not going to sleep well tonight.
All right. We'll be back in 2 weeks, guys.
Keep on rocking.
Peace out.
I'm just a prisoner.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.